The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. דף חווה, תראה, דף is being studied. לעילוי נשמת מרת זקנתי יפה בצרה ומור זקני רבי יוסף בן צרה ורבי אברהם בן אסתר רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן אמן תראי סדף בין סטרי רפואה שלמה שאול בן בהיה שעובר ניתוח היום ושרה רוחמה בת רחל שעוברת ניתוח היום ושרה בת רחל ומשה מדינה אלא נפל להם מפת הנפש טוב ואתם קראו בעד הבו וכן ירסו ונאמר אמן ובגין תראי סדף את חפה עמוד ב' Starting three lines from the bottom of the words metive. We are going back for a moment to a Gemara that we mentioned above, that we said in the Mishnah that there are certain ladies that do not drink the waters of Sotah, nor do they get the Ketubah. One of those ladies was an Ailonit. Ailonit is basically a lady that was born and she is not developing properly. She does not have the ability to have children. She has like little manly figures as well, a low voice, the Gemara says. And as I said, she doesn't develop correctly. And therefore, the Mishnah said, since she's not the Uyale Hazriya, she cannot conceive, she cannot give birth, no way. The Torah says, V'nizro'a Zara, right? The language of the Torah, V'niketa V'nizro'a Zara. She has to be a lady that's potentially able to have children. Sister Ailonit is not able to, so everybody agrees, if even though the husband made a kinu and istira and all that, there's no law of sota that she drinks, nor does she get a ketubah. Everybody agrees. I say everybody because we had a mahlok in the Mishnah by other type of ladies. Let's take an example, a lady of an akara. Akara is a lady that stam is barren. Let's say she was injured in some sort of way, and therefore she got barren, or a zikena. In that case, over there, we have a mahlok al hachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Hachamim say she doesn't drink because the marriage was not legal. The Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you could legalize that marriage by letting him take another wife, and therefore she can drink as a result of that potential heter by him taking another wife. Good. So now the Gemara is metive. Metive hamkane la'arusato. Okay, we give some long braita. Hamkane l'arusa, the guy makes a kinui to his arusa, right? The lady that was engaged. Ul shomeret yavam shelo, or the shomeret yavam that was lady waiting for yibum. Im ad shelo kansa nistera, if let's say before they consummated the marriage, she was nistera, right? She got secluded. Lo shota velo notinde ketubata. We learned that already in our Mishnah. That's, she does not drink, right? When she's an arusa, nor does she receive her ketubah, because she spoiled herself, because she became nistera. So therefore, it's her fault. She can't drink, and therefore she forfeits her ketubah. There is a ketubah even for an arusa. That should be noted as well. Me'ubedet chavero. Next case of the braita. Let's say a fellow, he married a lady while she was pregnant. Again, let's just remind ourselves of the rules over here. You're not allowed to marry a lady that's pregnant or nursing until you wait 24 months. The reason for this halakha is because you want the lady to finish nursing her child. Because if she doesn't, if she gets married within that amount of time, the new husband is going to want to let her to stop nursing. He's going to want to wean the baby. He's not going to support her to feed the child. God forbid, the child might die. So therefore, they want the child to have his 2 years of nursing in order that he should have nutrients. In any event, the person, let's say, married, or let's say he married a lady that was nursing within 24 months, again, since it's an illegal marriage, lo shotot, does not drink from the waters of sota, velo notlot ketubah, nor does she receive her ketubah. Rabbi Meir, shehaya Rabbi Meir omer, lo yisa adam me'uver et havero, uminek et havero. You shouldn't do such a thing. V'im nasa yotzi, and if he married her, yotzi. Yotzi means you got to get rid of a velo yahazir olamit. That's it, which means the rabbi's knast over here. But a knast, take me after 24 months, take her back. I'm sorry, knast.
You married her illegally. Can't go back to even after the time lapses, even after the 24 months. No, you gotta get rid of her during the interim of 24 months. However, she agiyas manol lechnos, yechnos at the time that the after 24 months, then she's permissible. So therefore, good. Veharove, that is a regular fellow. Rove is a bahur, a young man. Shenasa akara. He married akara, illegal marriage again. Akara is a lady that cannot give birth. Uskena, because old lady, right? She stopped her ability from being able to be fertile. Ve'en lo isha ubanim me'ikara, and he does not have children already. So therefore, it's an illegal marriage because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of peruvu. Lo shota ve'lo notelet ketubah. Good. She does not drink, nor does she get her ketubah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, or maybe we change that to Rabbi Eliezer. That's right. Rabbi Eliezer Omer yachol hu lisa acheret. He coaches it up like we learned in the Mishnah. You can marry another lady. Good. And therefore, you can stay married to the akara, meaning she will drink. She will drink the waters of Sota. Abal hamkane la arusato. Ushomeret yavam shelo. Right? He made kinui to the arusa. Or to the shomeret yavam shelo. Umishenichnesa. And only after it was consummated marriage, nistera. So now already she became nistera. So therefore we learned earlier, you could use the kinui that was done prior to affect the nistera that happened after marriage. O shota, o lo notelet ketubah. Right. Either drink, or she forfeits her ketubah. That's a regular case that we learned. Me'uberet umineket atzmo. Okay, this is talking about a case where the lady was pregnant. Regular case, guy's married to a lady that's pregnant. And he was mekaneha. And she watched, she was the stira. O shota o lo notelet ketubah. Ta. El Kaurei said, it's Pashut, it's his wife. And what's the Hadush of it? He warned his wife that was pregnant. Listen, don't go with this guy. She went with the guy in the private room. She got to go drink the words of the Sota. Yeah. So that she comes over here and says, you might think don't drink because she's pregnant. She's killing the baby now. That's a big Hadush of it. She's pregnant. Because wow. You might say, hey, listen, she did his nut. What are you killing two people for? Kamash Malan, we don't wait for nothing. According to Rashi, go drink and go do it. Tosfot argues on Rashi over here. Tosfot has nothing doing. We have a gizirata katuv by a lady that has a capital punishment situation that's pregnant.
Yeah.
The halakha says you don't wait for her to give birth. You kill her with the baby inside of her. Because the pasuk says, Motya emutu gem shenehem. They learn over there, gizirata katuv. But he says, not in this case. He's in the case of a sota. What are you rushing for? Let her give birth, and then go give her the waters of a sota. So Tosfot learns a different chidush of why it says it in the this case of it. But we have machloket hashiva Tosfot. If a lady is pregnant, will she go down with the words of the Zotah with the baby in her? According to Rashi, yeah. According to Tosfot, no.
Wow.
Next case. Harove, that's a bahur. Shenasa akara. Okay, lady that's barren. Uskena. V'yeshto isha ubanim. Okay, so it's legal. He has another wife that's having children from. Oh, shota, o lo notelet ketubah.
Regular case.
Regular case. The Gemara is pshita. Because it's a regular wife, so either she drinks or she doesn't, or she forfeits her ketubah. What does the bride have to tell us? Mm-hmm. Such a case for. Next case. Eshet mamzer le mamzer. This is talking about a mamzer married a mamzeret. Now that's a legal marriage. Mamzer to mamzeret, it's legal. The eshet natin le natin. Or again, the natin is married to a natin. Also legal marriage. The eshet ger, or the wife of a ger, which is a regular marriage, which means the guy's a ger, and she's a regular lady. You're allowed to marry a gerim. The Eved Mishuchrad, or a guy's lady's married to an Eved Mishuchrad. Once they free the Eved, he's a free man, he's a Ben Holi, he can marry whoever he wants. The Ailonit. Or a guy is married to an Ailonit, right? That's the lady that has the problems from birth. O Shota, O Lo Notelet Ketubah. Right, there's the question. What does it say by the Ailonit? The Ailonit drinks. What do you mean? I thought you just told me that by Ailonit everybody agrees. Venizra'a, Venizra'a, Azara. She has to be the Uya. And now you tell me over here that the guy's married to an Ailonit. She drinks. So how do you go against this? So the Gemara now crystallizes the question. I'm going to give you a style in the Gemara now. Many times when the Gemara is posing a question, for example, in this case, we're a long braita. So then the Gemara goes back to pinpoint where the question was from the braita. The way the Gemara does that is with the following two words. Katane miha. Katane miha means partial quotation. which means now we're that long bright that we just quoted you, we're going to single out those words where the question is from. Because sometimes you get lost in this big or big writer. Where's the question from? So, katani miya, the partial quotation from that writer is what? I don't eat. Right? Focusing on those words. I don't eat. So the Gemara says, to yufta, the Rav Nachman. This is a question of, because Rav Nachman is the one that said, everybody agrees that by an I don't eat, she doesn't drink. Because she's not re'uya. That's re'ya. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar lecha Rav Nachman, tana'ehi. So what do you want from me? It's a machloket amongst the Tanaim. Ve'anada amrikai Tana. So you found one Tana that says differently. I found another Tana that says I don't eat, doesn't drink. What's the right? The Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, I don't eat. Lo shota ve'lo notelet ketubah. Shene'emar ve'neketa ve'nezru'a zara. Mi shedarka la'azriya yatzta zo she'en darka la'azriya. Good. So this brayta over here that are arguing with each other. So I found a brayta in the name of Rabbi Shimon that it clearly indicates that an Ailuit does not drink. So you can ask me a question from another brayta. My brayta says she doesn't drink, so therefore I go like that Tana. Comes the Gemara and says, we had a brayta. The brayta said what? That an Ailuit drinks. We should point out to us, for Shantz, let's point this out, that it's talking about obviously where the guy has another wife. So the marriage is legal. The only problem is she's not the Uya Lazliya, but the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, of the brayta, don't care. They say, even though she's not Uya Lazliya, they don't go with this pasuk v'niketa v'nizru'a zara. Also, the Gemara says, v'rabbanan, hay v'niketa v'nizru'a zara mayavdine. So what do they do with the pasuk but? Which means we know the other shita, right? The Bishamon, he loved v'nizru'a zara, that she has to be the Uya Lazliya. If she's not Uya Lazliya, she doesn't drink. But Rabbanan says she drinks anyway, so what do they do with the pasuk? Mev'ayel lelich tetanya. You need it for the following breath. V'niketa v'nizru'a zara. Now again, let's get the words. V'niketa means if she is clean, meaning if she is innocent, means she drank the water, she really didn't do anything. V'nizru'a zara, she will have a zara, which means she'im ha'ita akara nifkedet. That if the lady was barren until this point in her life, nifkedet, she will conceive. D'vrei Rabbi Akiva, amar lo Rabbi Yishmael, imken yistiru kol ha'akarot v'yifkedu. So now what's going to happen? They're going to orchestrate their own situation of a sotah. The lady that's barren, right? She'll have her husband make a kinui. The husband now should go make a stira. She'll go drink the waters, and she's innocent. She'll have a baby. Vizu, and what? You're going to punish the innocent ladies. Ho'il velo nistira. Hifsida. And a lady that doesn't do this over here, she doesn't make herself the stira. She's going to lose out? Which means that you're going to reward like the sinners almost. Yeah. Which means a regular lady that can't have children, she's going to go a whole life without having children. And you're going to go, what, reward now a lady that goes, breaks the laws of tziniut, she's going to be nistera with a guy on purpose and all that? Doesn't make sense. Imken matamu doma v'neketav v'nezu'a zara. So then how do you learn the pasuk v'neketav v'nezu'a zara? She imaita yoledet betza'ar yoledet bereva. Which means if she was yoledet, normally she had a rough pregnancy, she would give birth betza'ar with pain. The waters will let her give birth now, bereva, which means easy. Nikev, what if she normally gives birth to girls? Yoledet zecharim. She'll give birth to males. Kitzarim, if they're short, yoledet arukim. The kids will be tall. Shehorim, to come out black, yoledet lebanim. They'll come out white with a nice complexion. So Tosfot has a question over here. Why don't you ask the same question? Still, now every lady that has kids that come out black, they go short kids, they're going to go now and, So I saw an answer, which makes a lot of sense. Tosfot doesn't answer, but Tosfot Arosh answers. A lady's not going to go to this extent to put herself under a suspicion with her husband just for a little adjustment, to have a better pregnancy. It's one thing that she's not giving birth at all, to have a child, let him do anything. But just to make it a little more easy, bizarre, whatever, that far, she's not going to go because she is putting herself under a suspicion of him. I mean, she is distraught, embarrassed herself to go to the bed to McDonald's to drink the waters of Zotah.
It's not a small thing.
Remember we learned in the Mishnah, it's a bushot. They rip her clothes, they take her hair off and all that business. So to what extent is she willing to do that? For no children, she'll do it. But for this, enhancement of a better pregnancy, she's not willing to do such a thing. Comes the Gemara and says, good. Comes the Gemara and says, Eshet Mamzer LeMamzer. Now what do we say? You have a Mamzer that's married to a Mamzeret. She drinks. So the Gemara says, Pshita, why shouldn't she drink? It's a legal marriage. Kinui Stira, let her drink. Ma'odete ma'afushe pesulim lo lifush. I would think we don't want to promote mamzerim in the world. Because a mamzer married to a mamzer, what's the children?
Mamzerim.
Although it's a legal marriage, but you're creating mamzerim. So maybe I would say like this, don't give her a chance to drink. Get a divorce. Finish. If you're ready to skinuin stira, get divorced, cut the line of mamzerim, and finish. Kamash ma'ala, we don't say that. Ketava that she drinks, and if she's innocent, go back. Which you might have thought we're looking for any excuse to break up this marriage over here. Right. So now we got our excuse. There was a kinui nistira. Goodbye.
No.
Divorce. No. She drinks. Comes the Gemara and says, look at that Shira. She says, Lo nasa shalom binehim. She said, we don't want to make peace between them. Adma halvai lo yifre velo yirbe. We hope that they shouldn't have children anymore. Huil v'chol dorot hav mamzerim. You have to remember, all the dorot, right, all the way down, mamzerim down the line. Who wants a mamzerim in the world? Eshet ger ve'eved meshuchrar. Okay, the Gemara takes out the words Eilunit. That's not going to Bach, so we'll scratch that word Eilunit out of the text. In any event, Eshet Ger, a guy's married to you guys are Ger married. Or Eved Meshorah, he's freed, he's married. So what's the problem? It's a legal marriage. Why shouldn't she drink? You're allowed to marry a Ger. Gemara says, Pshita, Ma'odetim Adabir El Bnei Yisrael. In the Torah, when it's introducing the law of Sotah, it says Bnei Yisrael. So velo gerim, I might think not gerim. Kamash ma'alam. So the Gemara says ve'em ha'chiname. Who says? Maybe it is. Maybe the Bnei says it's coming to shlut gerim. Ve'amarta rebuyahu. So the Gemara says the beret Bnei Israel ve'amarta. The beret ve'amarta comes to include. So what does have a question? Or if you remember yesterday's daf, we used it already. The beret Bnei Israel ve'amarta. We came to include shomeret yabam and arusa. Quote to one shita. Quote to Rabbi Yonatan. So therefore, Tosfot is in the questions. I don't know what the Gemara is using this pasuk for something else. We already used it for another derasha. Comes the Gemara and continues. Oh, interesting case. Eshet Kohen. It's back to our Mishnah now. Eshet Kohen Shota. Okay, regular lady married to Kohen. She drinks. Now the Chaurah, why shouldn't she drink? A lady's allowed to marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Bishita. Ma'udetema vihilo nitpasa asura. Ha nitpasa muteret. Vizu ilvinit pasa asura emalotishte kamashmalan. Let me explain it to the outside, I'll read the inside again. So that says like this. We're talking about a lady that comes to the Beit HaMikdash, she's about to drink the water. So the Torah says the lady committed a sin, right? Willingly. Vihilonit pasa. Because if it was done, let's say, by force, which we call a rape, it was force. So then already she does not become asura to the husband. Regularly Israel married to a bad to say, regular marriage over there, the only out of marriage relation that's going to forbid them is willingly, miratzon. So the Torah speaks that out, that she's guilty, vehi lo nitpasa. She was not
forced.
She was not forced. Well, and what's the diuk? Han nitpasa. Because if she was nitpasa, if she wasn't taken by force, muteret. So you might have thought like this. Only a lady that shayach to this hiluk between lo nitpasa and nitpasa. Masha'en ken in eshet kohen, the law is, even if she's nitpasa, even if it's by force, she's asura to the husband. I mean, the marriage of a kohen is a higher madrega. Even if the lady is anusa, she's forbidden. So therefore, you might think she doesn't fit the category, the model of the Torah. Kamash Malan, no. I was giving you an example of a regular Israel, but that's not the deal breaker. By Kohen, in the Karami, so long as it's Lonit Pasa, so therefore she is subject to the laws of Sotah. Let's read that inside now, Rashi. That's the Pshat. Look at Rashi, Vihi Lonit Pasa. Kalomar, Mahudetim, I would have thought, Parashat Sotah Al Korhak Be'eshet Israel Kaima. For sure, the example that the Torah is using for a sutta is a regular Eshet Yisrael. Why? Medichti vihi. Vihi lo nitpasa. He is like a singular lady, right? Mi'uta mashma. Zuhi dichi lo nitpasa asura. Ha nitpasa, which means only the type of lady that there's a hiluk between if it was willingly or by force. Ve'ala ka'ekera debatre. And then that's what the Pesukim after say. Ve'ala varavluach ken'an arhobens. Deheka de mesaf kalam be'ach imit me'avim lo nitpasa. Shota, aval eshet kohen. Te leta bechlal vi lo nitpasa. Leta nami bechlal hashka'a. Kama shu'ala. No, even so. That's right. Lusha the Mishnah. Very interesting. Comes the Gemara and says. Umuteret leba'ala. Now we have an interesting case. The Mishnah goes on. Mishnah says, okay, she drinks, the Eshet Kohen. Drinks, nothing happens to her. Mishnah says, go back to your husband. Well, why shouldn't she go back to her husband? Of course she goes back to her husband. And she's not worse than any other lady, Lechaura, that drinks and nothing happens to her. So the Gemara says, she goes back to her husband. Why should she be Asura? She drank, nothing happened to her. So the Gemara says, no, pshita, it's pashut, why should you be allowed to go back to the husband? Let's go back. A regular Israeli, Eshet Yisrael drinks. Any she'elot? So the Gemara says, Amar Avuna bimitnavna. Started to deteriorate. She drank the water, and all of a sudden, she didn't blow up, but she started to deteriorate, so the Gemara says, hold it. Mitnavna habatku amaya. What do you mean? The water's checked her. If she started to deteriorate, albeit slowly, that's already an indication she's guilty. Right. So she shouldn't be allowed to go back. She's beduka, she's checked. No, bimitnavna derech evarim. She started to deteriorate, but not in the way of the sota, which means her stomach was not bloating, her legs did not start to collapse, the veins didn't start to pop out of her face, but she started to get heavy in her limbs, right, which is a different sickness than what the Torah prescribes is going to happen to her stomach. She drank the water, until she starts to, she come down with a sickness. So you would have thought, you might, hey, listen, if she got sick right away from these waters, must be she committed the znut. The reason why the waters didn't work in the normal way, because she must have been in onus. It must have been by force. Okay, so what? By force is permissible, but not by Eshet Kohen. Asira. And therefore, I would say that maybe if you see her mitnavna, she should be asura to the husband. Kamash ma'lan. No. So I'll give you the case outside again. You have the lady. She Eshet Kohen. She goes to Beit HaMikdash. She drinks. After she drinks, if her legs start to swell or collapse, and even though it happens slowly, doesn't matter. That's already biduka ve'omedet. She got to leave the husband. There's no she'ela. Nobody argues on that. Even in a case, Harambam holds, in a regular case where a lady had a zechut, for example. We said zechut Torah. So Harambam, she does, as long as no signs of the Torah happen to the lady, she's permissible to the husband. Years later, all of a sudden the swelling begins.
Out.
From that time on. Now let's go to the case of Eshet Kohen. You hear the case of Eshet. She drank the waters. She started to get sick. Mitnavna. Now could be she had a zechut of some sort. But the sickness was not the signs of the Torah. Okay, so now you got to ask yourself, why is she even getting sick at all? Why is this happening to her? So you'd say, you know what? Because maybe she really didn't do the act willingly. She did the act. She was honest. It was by force. And therefore, she's not getting the regular prescribed punishment, but she's getting another situation. Hey, listen. She is guilty to a certain extent. Always remember, she did seclude herself with this guy. Mm-hmm. It happened to be what he did was by force. Okay, but so therefore, could be she's getting a little different type of punishment. Oh, now in the case of an Eshet Kohen, that's a problem. Because if she was Anusa, she can't go back. Kamash Ma'alan, that she's muteret until she gets the signs of the Torah, of the regular bloating of the stomach and all that business. Wow. So that's what it means. Umuteret leba'ala. A pshita. Mm-hmm. Now, when she gets different signs, you might think that that's an indication of that she was an anusa. And anusa's asura to the kohen. Kamash malah, no, until she gets the legal signs of the Torah, when it says that she's allowed to go back. We did a nashi now. Bimitnavnat derech evarim. That's what the Gemara says. She became mitnavnat derech evarim through the limbs of her body, not through the regular way. Look at that she. She'ena mitnavnat bimi'ayim. Right? Ubi yerachayim. Ela rosha. She has a headache. Ushar evareha kevedim alia mau detemeha lav zechut talala. That's not already considered zechut. The imken havelin letavda derech bedikat amayim. Because normally we say zechut, eventually the waters will work in the normal way. The waters eventually get her in the regular way, even though she has zechut. But this lady over here, she's not getting sick in the regular way. Ela must be an indication. Ela beonizinta lefichach betavda shelo kedarka ulkohen miyat tzar. Kamash malan that she is indeed permissible until the simanim come. Umuteret abala, we just did that. Now we go to two lines on the other. Eshet siris shote. Okay, new case. What's a siris? This is a man that is sterile. Okay, cannot have children. So now the question is like this. She drinks. Question. Why shouldn't she drink? Marriage over here. So comes the Gemara and says, Eshet siris shote. Now, that she points out, we're talking about over here, just record, a siris hama, sterile. We're not talking about over here where, let's say, a person drank a certain type of, you know, to make him sterile or something like that, or it's cut. That's already klut shafcha and stuff like that, where these people you cannot marry. Talking about over here, since Hama was heated up over there for whatever it is, and that caused them to become sterile, so that she holds the marriage is a legal marriage. So if it's a legal marriage, what's the problem? So the Gemara says, Pshita, ma'u detema mibal'ade ishech amar rahmana, veha lav bar hache. Kamash ma'alan. Remember, we learned on yesterday's daf that in order to have a sota, the Torah says like this: swear that you did not sleep with another man besides your husband. That teaches us what? That the husband's be asked to come first. Now, in the case of a sris,
right,
he cannot have a bi'ah. You might have thought he cannot have a proper bi'ah, so therefore you don't have the regular case of sotah mibalade ishech. Kamash ma'alan, that what? That it's okay. How? So read the Rashi, bottom Rashi on the daf. Kamash ma'alan. Dilimikdam shechivat ba'al lebo'ailu da'ata. You don't need him to be mazriya. You need a shechivah. And therefore, v'sris bar shechivahu. His sleeping is considered a shechivah. V'afagav delab bar zidiyahu. Understand? Which means it doesn't say somebody was mazriya to you before the no'if. It says v'shachav ish odam balade ishech. Good. The hadush of the Gemara is that a sris is considered a shechivah. So therefore, it's okay. Then she just points out v'sris hamaka amar. She said, "Mommy, he got sterile from the heat of some sort." The mutalek came up, but not because he's Adam. She said, "The kabbashim lo yobu b'suah dakat." Tosfot argues on that. Tosfot says that even if a person drank kos ekrin and things like that, he doesn't know if that's assumed at Torah. He says the regular sleeves of the Torah that's forbidden is if it's cut or mangled over there in that area. Okay, fine. In any event, comes the Gemara and says, "New point now." Al yedek kol arayot mekanim. Mishnah said like this: a man makes kinui to his wife. The kinui applies to any fellow that's forbidden to his wife, including her brother, her father, anybody that's considered an arayot.
Also could be included.
Which means like, if the husband says, "Why don't make kinui, make kinui with your father, don't be secluded with your father." Two witnesses come out and say, "We saw your wife was alone with her father in the room." Finish. She's got to go to Beit HaMikdash. Now the hadush obviously is, even though the father is forbidden to her from beforehand, which means there was no there's no legality to the father bichlal, which we'll see that inside. Pshita, the Gemara says, "Pshita, pshut. Why not? If it's arayot, arayot." So comes the Gemara and says, "Ma'od etema nitmea shne pa'amim, echad de ba'al vechad de bo'el, hecha de kamitzera behazenut, aval how il vasura vekayma emalo kamash ma'lan." But that says in the parasha of Sotah twice the word v'nitme'ah v'nitme'ah. To teach me what? She becomes asurah to the husband, she becomes asurah to the bo'el. Which means even though now they get divorced, she cannot go with the bo'el. Correct? V'nitme'ah v'nitme'ah. So you might have thought only a type of kinui that is osir the bo'el now. Mashiach and the father and the brother, they were asurim from the beginning. Kamash malan doesn't matter. That's still the kinui is a kinui, and therefore it's going to be as. So look at the top of Rashi. Ma'od etem nitme'ah nitme'ah shne pa'amim. Amulim eparashah v'darashin nekaman ehad leba'al, ad leboel. Hechad metzira bo'el behastira mishtah ikra. Which means in a case where the stira caused it to become forbidden to the bo'el. Deno hek badin sota, aval had asura. Good. Kamash malan. Which is the pasuk really just coming to give me a case where it's a non-relative should become asura, but when it's a relative, she's asura for a minute. But the case of sotah still applies. I mean, the pasuk that just said was talking about a case where it's a non-relative. You should know that once you get divorced, the husband, you cannot go with this guy. But if it was the father, she can become a sotah from that. But she's forbidden from the inception. Next case, chutz min hakatan. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, what? Lady comes along, husband comes along and says, do not make stira. No, this minor. Yeah. Kid's 6 years old, whatever it is. So the Mishnah said, no, that's no sotah in that case over there. So comes the Gemara and says, ish amar rahmana velo katan. Okay? Ish. Veshechav ish. He's not an ish. Now, on this over here, we have a fantastic mahlokah over here. Between Rashi and Tosafot. According to Rashi, it's nothing. The kinun, istira, it's nothing, doesn't apply at all. According to the Tosafot, Tosafot says no. She might not drink, but a kinun istira is, as long as he's 9 years old and ra'uy fi bi'ah, so therefore you gotta get divorced. But Rashi holds, there's no deen, bechlal, there's no kinun, Tosafot, I don't know what you're talking about. Don't drink, but l'chavra,
divorce.
Well, he's not worse than anybody else that's ra'uy for a bi'ah, so if he holds, in the chenameh, you'll have to get a divorce if he wants, he's 9 years old, ra'uy fi bi'ah. Good. Comes Gemara and says, "Vishe'enu isha." Okay, now we have to analyze one last point. The Gemara said, or the Mishnah said, somebody that is not an ish, there's no law of kinui and stira. What is it? What is an enu ish? What is the guy? So comes the Gemara and says, "Limi'ute mai." What are you coming to exclude? Eli ma limi'ute shahuf. What is a shahuf? Rashi, shebesaron nishhaf vekalev v'yavesh. His flesh is all shriveled and dried up. Ve'en bo kowach. Ubtorat kohanim bekedalot shenin udugmatu. We learned that in Parashat Bechukotai. Yesh lecha adam shu chole. This guy was sick. Mutal b'mita, ava b'saros shamur ala. But his skin is still, his flesh is still healthy. Talmud lomar, but there's another guy. Et ha-shahefet. Melamed sh'besaron nishhaf. Which is, this guy cannot be mazliya, this guy. Eno ish. He's a man, but his whole body is dried up, which he cannot be mazdiya. So it's coming today. Such a guy, there's no kinui on him. If the husband says, don't go with that shahuf over there, nothing. So the Gemara says, Ve'amar Shmuel, shahuf mekanin al yado, which means, we learned, you can make a kinui on a shahuf, by a shahuf, uposel betruma. And it's also going to posel betruma, which means if she went with him, which we'll see in the case, she loses her ability to eat teruma. We'll see what this means, which means normally if a, say, a bat kohen goes with a pasul, not allowed, she forfeits her ability to eat teruma. If the pasul is a shahuf, that's considered already enough of a psul, even though he's a shahuf, to posel her from eating teruma, which means it's talking to a regular guy. Look at this. The Gemara analyzes. Mekanin al yado, pshita, v'mau detema v'shachav ish ota shechvat zara. I mean, the pasuk says the guy who's sleeping with her has to be a guy that could be mazia. Amar achmana v'hala barachehu. But this guy's a shahuf, he cannot be mazia. So I would think maybe the kinu doesn't apply. Kamash malan, that it does. You understand the hadush, which means the guy went with that. You know, he cannot be mazriya, but he can have a shechiva. So therefore, the kinui is going to apply.
No.
Taris has a shechiva as well. But now we're talking about where the husband was a saris. Now we're talking about where the guy, he's making a kinui is a shahuf. Don't go with that shahuf. So the hadush is, but by the guy that goes where it says that the guy went with a shechiva zera. So you would have thought only a guy that could be mazriya. Kamashwan, no, you can make a kinui even by a shahuf. Uposil betruma. Yeah, she drinks. Yeah, shahuf drinks. I mean, he makes a kinui against her. Don't go with that shahuf. He was with her. Go to Beit HaMikdash. Uposil betruma, pshita. Why shouldn't she? Who's the posil betruma? Ganashi. Which means a regular isha, regular lady, let's say, right? It says, bat kohen kitiye leish zar. You have a daughter, bat kohen. She goes with another zar. So that's forbidden to her. So the Torah says she loses her ability to eat teruma. So the hadush is, even if that zar, if that non, that legal guy was a shahuf, it also ruins her from teruma. So give us pshita. Ma'u detema lo yehalel zar'o amar achmana. Pasuk says if she goes with the guy, says lo yehalel zar'o, it's going to mehalel the zera. The eat le zera li halel. It's only a type of guy that has zera to be mehalel the children. Delet le zera lo lihalel. But this guy has no zera. Kamash malan, still going to be asked. Look at Rashi. Uposil betruma pshita. Im hu echad min hapesulim hamehalelim et ha'isha kigon oved kukavim. Let's say he's a goy shahuf. Eved, halal, natir, mamzer, kama mekidushin, we want the pesulim ha'isha b'biatan, mebat kohen kitil izar. Kibad shnev'ala lemi shezar, it's not pasla. And normally, rabotai, bat kohen kitil teruma, bat kohen eats teruma. Unless she goes, what are the pesulim? So the hadush is, even if that pasul guy is a shahuf, she forfeits teruma. Lo yahalel zaro medelo ketiv lo yahad darshin shnei halulim ehad la ehad zara. We learned that not only does she become a surah, but it affects her children, correct? Kamashmalan, that what? That she's still pasul. And therefore, you see that the eno ish cannot be talking about a shechof. So we got to go back to the Mishnah. That which the Mishnah said, that you cannot make kinui to your wife on an eno ish. What is an eno ish? The katam already we spoke at. So what's the eno ish? We thought the eno ish is a non-man, a shechof. Wrong.
No.
You can't make a kinui to a to your wife on a shechof. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ela le'me'otei oved kochavim." So eno ish is a goy. So the Gemara says, "Ve'amar Rav Menuna oved kochavim mekanim al yado posel betruma." Beferush statement of in the name of Rav Menuna that a lady can't be warned that she shouldn't go with a goy, and not only that, but if she goes with the goy, she's pasul from eating teruma. So the Gemara analyzes mekanim al yado pshita. Ma'u detemah nitmea nitmea shtei pam mechad debal mechad deboel heicha dekam etzera b'hayzinut. So the hadush of the goy is, you might have thought only a person that was mutated to you beforehand and now only became forbidden as a result of the stira, but a goy she was forbidden from the inception. Even though he was forbidden from the inception, still you can make kinui against your wife against the goy. So that's the hadush of why you can make kinui on a goy. The husband is able to tell his wife, "I do not want you to be secluded with this goy." Right. Like the same deen as the father, even though he was asura ve'omedet.
Nice.
Good point.
Nice.
Uposel betruma. Uposel betruma. And if she goes with a goy, she's pasulah to eat teruma. Chita. Ma'u detema ubat koin kitiye le'izara marahmana, which is the Torah says, a bat koin kitiye that she will be to an izar. Devar havaya in. Maybe the guy that she has to go with has to be a bar havaya,
right,
that the kiddushin is able to be tofes. However, de la bar havaya lo, which means a girl goes with a goy, there's no kiddushin by a goy. And since the pasuk is ki tihiye leizar, you would have thought only men that are eligible, are eligible for a marriage. So they, which are bar havaya, kamash ma'alan de pasal. Still. Hadush posel. How do you know that? Mid Rabbi Yohanan. Damar Rabbi Yohanan Meshum Rabbi Yishmael Minayin Do'ovet Kuchavim Ve'evet Shebao Ala Kohenet Ve'al Leviyah Ve'al Bat Yisrael Shepasluah. How do we know that if a goy went with a Bat Kohen or a Leviyah or a Bat Yisrael that was married to a Kohen, Bat Yisrael married to a Kohen gets to eat Terumah, right? How do we know that if they had a relation with a goy, she forfeits her ability to eat Terumah? Shene Emar Ubat Kohen Kitiye Almana Ugrusha. Well, let's go. What's the regular law? A bat kohen, right? She married Israel. When she's married to Israel, can she eat teruma? No. What happened? They got divorced. What is the Torah say? She goes back to her father's house.
Yes.
She eats teruma as long as she doesn't have children. She goes back to her father's house. Or let's say she became an almana. Her husband died. What does she do? She goes back to her father's house. So the Gemara says only a type of lady that becomes an almana ugrusha mishiyeshto almenut vegirushin ba. Which means only a type of marriage that can make her an almana gerusha. We'll go back to our father's house. If she marries a goy, yeah? Does the goy, when the goy dies, does it make her an almana? No. And therefore she's pasul from eating teruma, which right, doesn't make her gerusha either. Which means you would have thought, right? The coming from the pasul, how do you know this? How do you know that a goy is posel a lady from teruma? Because the law is the only husband, only men that she gets to eat teruma from is a type of man that will make her an almana ugrusha. But a type of man that does not make her almana ugrusha, for example, a goy,
nothing. No,
and therefore it's going to be posel her from teruma. Let's read this in Nashi. Look at Nashi. We have to read two Nashis over here. Start Ubat Kohen Kitiye Leizar. See, Ubat Kohen Kitiye Leizar. Anybody that's pasul to the kohenet is posela with a bi'ah.
Right.
I would say, for example, a mamzer, natin, halal, aval oved kukavim, they're like a behemah. Oved kukavim is amadome lahamor. So you might have thought, since it says ki tihye, only types of men that shayach to have a kiddushin, like a mamzer and things like that, they're a posela. But a goy, since there's no kiddushin by a goy, maybe it's not posela. Kamash ma'alan, the second pasuk says that if she's an almana ugrusha, she goes back to her father's house. Only a type of marriage that can make an almana ugrusha, but a goy, there's no there's no klum. Therefore, such a lady is pasuk the next rashi. Mishesto al minut vegrushin ba. Who dechi en nazara memena veshavet betabe. She goes back melech mavetochet to go eat her father's bread. Telo pasah bebiato yatsa ovet kochavim veevet sheenu al minut vegrushin ba shelot tafsu lo ba kedushin ukshemet. When he dies, en shem al minut aleha. Good. Now, let's continue. So we have to go back to the Gemara. What's the case of an eno ish? It's not a goy. If a lady gets warned, don't go with that goy, she becomes a sota. So what's the case of an eno ish? So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ela le'meute mai, amara papa le'meute behema. Come and take secluded behema. The guy tells his wife, don't go with that behema. And don't be secluded with that behema. Okay? So the Gemara says, why? That's an eno ish. The end znut be behema, because there's no such thing, which means a lady goes with a behema, it's not considered znut to a sera to the husband. Okay, yeah. Amar le rabba mefarzikad ravashe mina ana milta. How do you know this business? The amur rabbanan end znut be behema. How do you know this? What's the source that if a lady goes with a behema, it's not considered znut to a sera to the husband? Dichtiv lo tavi etnan zona umhir kelev. Let's review the Torah law, and we'll conclude with this. Lo tavi etnan zona. What is etnan zona? The payment that is given to a zona. Guy goes with a zona. The zona gets now a gift. Mm-hmm. She cannot take that gift now and bring it to the Beit HaMikdash to buy an animal for a korban. It's a toiva. You're going to bring the payment, the remuneration the zona gets called etnan zona. Umhir kelev. Umhir kelev means a person went and he exchanged a kelev and he got a sheep. That already is considered also a to'iva, and therefore you cannot bring such a item to the Beit HaMikdash. So the Torah discusses two cases, etnan zona and mihir kelev. Good? Now the Gemara, that's two cases. So the Gemara says, Vetanya, etnan kelev u'mihir zona mutarim. That's reverse cases. What is an etnan kelev? So that's a case over here where a fellow gives a zona money to go sleep with the kelev.
Oh.
Etnan kelev, which means, look at that she. That she says, look at that she, etnan kelev. She'im adam omen le zona. Helach tle. Here's a sheep. Hiba'ali le kalbi. Go and have bi'ah with my dog. So therefore, now she wants to bring this sheep to the Beit HaMikdash, mm-hmm. according to Torah, she can. That's not called Etnan Zona, that's called Etnan Kelev. Right? The payment that she's getting to go with the dog. The Torah doesn't know say that.
Wow.
Umehir Zona. What's Mehir Zona? Next Rashi. Haitalo Shifha Zona. A guy had a Shifha, his property was a Zona. Vihlifa Betle. He traded her for a Tle. That's a Mehir Zona. So the Torah says, "With the kamar etnan kelev mutar mechlad de lavzenuti," which means the Torah only was osir etnan zona. It was not osir etnan kelev. Must be what? That's not znut. That's why we're accepting the tle. Mm-hmm. So therefore, every ayah is znut behema. Look at the Gemara. Gemara says, "Vetanya etnan kelev mechlad zona mutarim shenemar gam shenehem." Only two are asud. Shenehem velo arba'ah. So the Gemara continues. We learned above, according to the words of Shmuel, a lady has stira with a shahuf. It's a person that is not able to be mazriya. So a lady can be warned on a shahuf. So the question then is, what does he do with the pasuk shekvat zer alamali? The pasuk does say v'shachav ota. Well, if he holds that you don't need shechvat zera, because he holds you can even be mekaneh on a shahuf, so therefore, what does the word shechvat zera come and teach us? We need it for what it says in the Brayta, shechvat zera, prat ledavar aher. It's coming to exclude something else. So the Gemara says, "Mai davar acher." What is this davar acher? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Sheshat prat lechshikina la shelo kedarka," which means he warned them, "Do not be secluded with such and such a fellow to make a bi'ah shelo kedarka." That's not the normal way of bi'ah. So the point over there of the Gemara is that that's not considered a kinui. The kinui has to be for a regular bi'ah. So that's what the pasuk shekvat zera, only in the place where the zera normally goes. Shekvat zera goes in the normal bi'ah. La pukeh bi'ah shelo kedarka, that's not considered a kinui. Amar le'Rava, what are you talking about? Shelo kedarka mishkeve isha ketiv. The Torah comes along and refers to the different ways of sleeping with a lady. Mishkeve isha. And from the fact that the Torah uses the words mishkeve, we learn that both mishkavs are equally asur. And therefore, if bi'at darka is considered legitimate for a kinui, so bi'at shelo kedarka also should be considered a legitimate kinui. The Torah compares the mishkeve isha. So we're back to the question, Ela Amarava, what is the Vishakav Ishuta Shekvat Zera coming to exclude? Amarava Prat Le Shekinela Derech Evarim. Right? Which means he warned that do not go be secluded with this guy, to be close to him. Derech Evarim, which means bodies touching each other. Nothing to do with Bi'ah. He didn't want her to be secluded with Bi'ah. Don't be secluded Derech Evarim. That the limbs should not touch. Bekiruv evarim. He didn't bekanef bi'ah. So that's what the Torah is coming to say. Davka shekvat zera. But lapuke davar acher, which is derech evarim, which is not a bi'ah. No zera on that. Amar le abaye piritzuta be'almai. So what are you talking about? Derech evarim. That's the what's that? That's piritzut. That's just being immodest. Upiritzuta mi asar achmana. Which means, it's pashut. Well, you have to tell me a pasuk that you can't make kinui for piritzut? I mean, no, if a lady went and had piritzut with a man, she touched a man or something like that, she doesn't become a surah to the husband. Which means, that's not considered an issue that you have to tell me that that the kinui is not a nyan with that. So the Gemara says, Ela barabaye prat l'shekine la binshika. Which means, he warned his wife, do not go with this guy to make nishika. That's the one, nishikat ever. Nishikat ever be'oto makom. So now it's already, it's a partial bi'ah over here. But it's not a complete bi'ah. So the Gemara is coming up to say that if he warns her not to make nishikat ever be'oto makom, that's not considered a kinui. So comes the Gemara and says, Haniha. Leman de'amar ha'ara'a zuach nasat atara aban neshika velo kelumhi haynu da'ate kera limi'ot neshika. We have two terminologies in bi'ah. We have bi'ah, which is bi'ah gemura. Then we have ha'ara'a. Ha'ara'a is, according to this interpretation, the entry of the atara b'oto makom. And neshika is just touching, not even any entry. So according to that shita that says ha'ara is entry up to the atara, and the shika is just on the outside, so we understand why that's not considered a kinui, because it's not a bi'ah. However, how do that take ralimut and shika? Ela demandamar ha'ara zu neshika. But according to the opinion that says ha'ara and neshika are the same thing, which means it's an entry of the atara, so therefore ma'ika lememar. So what are you coming to teach me? Which means, why then is it not kinui? There's a shita that says nishika and ha'ara are synonymous. And therefore, if you tell me nishika is haknasat atara, that's a bi'ah. So how can you tell me when a guy makes a kinui, do not make a nishika, it's not a kinui? Why shouldn't it be kinui? That's a full-fledged, it's considered a bi'ah. Right? It's because Gabran says, you're right. Le'olam nishikina la derech evarim. The Gemara says the case is talking about the shekinela derech evarim. Don't go with this guy to be close to him, touching. So we had a question. What do you mean? That's nothing. Why should I think that a kinui should work on such a thing? It's not even all of this is piritzu. So the Gemara says umau detema bekveda de baal tali rahmana. That what the whole thing of kinui is the Torah's saying that the husband is makpid. If he's makpid on this over here, so I would have said, Ubalaka kapid. The Baal over here is makpid, which means he doesn't want his wife to go with this guy, even Derek Kavarim. So I might have thought that the Kinui is considered a Kinui Kamash Malan Shekhvat Zera. To tell me what? It is not a legitimate Kinui, and therefore she does not become a Sota. All right, now just to review what where we started this whole sugya. It started off with the Gemara said in the Mishnah, "Umi she'enu ish." So the Maaseh we came at, "Umi she'enu ish," is referring to a behema. That if a lady is warned by the husband, you know, do not be secluded with such a behema. So therefore, that's not considered a kinui, and therefore there is no inznut the behema, like the Gemara concluded. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.